is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about sacred...
Next on News for the Soul, Divine Truth with Joanne. Joanne is passionate about living her purpose as a wellness and lifestyle transformation coach by inspiring people to fulfill their dreams, live a healthy lifestyle, transform and thrive. In her 20 years experience in the personal growth industry, she has empowered thousands of people to achieve greatness. Her intuition guides her to get to the cause of what is holding her clients back, clear it, and coach them to create their life desires. Please welcome Joanne back to News for the Soul.
Hello, everyone. I am very happy to be here today. There were some technical difficulties, so everything worked out perfectly. Today, what I'm going to talk about is how to use gemstones as energy tools and then save some time at the end or throughout if you could just send in your questions, and I'd love to answer them and make this a little bit more personalized for all of you here today. So I'm in my studio, so I'm surrounded by stones, and it's easy for me to think about how I'm using gemstones and using them as a tool because they're all around me, and I've been consciously using gemstones as energy tools in so many different ways over the, oh my gosh, I would say 15 plus more than that years, and then unconsciously I was using them and being guided to use them when I first started my jewelry business. It was like in 1996. So it's almost a part of me that I don't even consciously think about it. I just am guided to do different things. But I wanted to share things with you about gemstones. And I've known that I've had many calls that on my show where I talk about gemstones. So you may, those of you that have been to the previous ones might feel like, well, I've said this already. It's hard for me to remember what I said because a lot of times it just flows through me, so I'm not even aware of what I'm saying. So if that's the case, I'm probably saying it again because somebody needs to hear it, and or it's important for you to hear it again because sometimes you get it in a different way and it has a different meaning to you. So anyway, let's do that. Let's talk about gemstones. And I wanted to really make sure that you understand this because I was at a show just recently. It was the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo, and there was a lot of people that were like me selling gemstones, and everybody has their own take and their own perspective on how they, you know, present stones and what they bring and so on and so on. And then sometimes I go online and I meet different people and I at these shows, and then I also go online and sometimes I need to find something that I haven't found with my supplier. It's just I haven't seen it. You know, I was in Tucson and I didn't see it, so I go online. And it's just kind of surprising when I go because I see some things. I was like, oh, I might want to check this out and maybe buy these things. And then I look around at their website, and it's a little kind of alarming to me because they're using gemstones in many different ways that I would never consider using gemstones. And I say that it's not necessarily in my knowing this the way to use gemstones. It's you know, they were talking about spells and casting spells on people and things like that. And I was like, wow, this is really kind of wild. But anyway, there are people that do that. I don't. So I'm going to be very clear. You know, when I use gemstones, it's always pure. It's for the best and highest good of all. You know, I'm an energy worker. I'm a light worker. And I know my place. You know, I'm a divine being. I don't do anything on the dark side. I'm not going to manifest on the dark side. I manifest on the side of light. And I work on the side of light as well. And everything I do, stones that I buy, that's what my intention is. And so my clients, talk to them about using the stones for those purposes. And so that's what it is. So just to be very clear there, because there's everything in life, you can use energy. You can use energy in different forms of gemstones and money, because money is energy. You can use it for the dark, right? Or you could use it for the light. You can use it and do things with it that control the population and shut them down. Take away their freedoms, and then you could use money in a way where you're empowering people by the things that you put on your website or the products that you offer for people and what you provide. So there's always that side. We're in duality in this, you know, in this time and place on Earth, and there's duality. You know, you have the light side, and then you have what others perceive as the dark side. So I wanted to share using your gemstones as energy tools. The other thing that I wanted to be clear on, so let me just kind of fill in a little bit more. So a lot of times when over the years I was thinking about how I clean stones and how I work with stones, different things would pop into my head and I would be guided to maybe change my way in doing certain things with stones as well, and to be very clear about using the stones as an energy tool. And it's not that the energy or the stone has the power, you have the power. You're using energy because there's energy in everything. So for instance, there's energy in food. There's either negative energy or no energy, I should say, or high vibe energy, or basically no energy is like a low vibe. So for instance, with food, if you are eating pure food that's not sprayed, that's organic, that is maybe from a farm and you get it locally and then it was just picked and you eat it, say you get some broccoli and you just eat it, then you eat that night, you're getting that live vibration. If you go to a store and it's been sitting on a truck somewhere and it was picked 3 weeks ago, because that's really what's happening now. Things are being picked 2 to 3 weeks ago and then it's on a truck somewhere, and by the time you get it, it's dead. You know, there's no enzymes left. There's no vitamins left. And then you're making something, like maybe you think it's a nice meal, and it's not nutritious for you. It's not live energy. So I want to talk about that. And then also plants, you know, you can surround yourself and your house with plants, and there's everything is energy. So you can use all these energy tools, and that's why gemstones are used as energy tools. You also want to keep this clear that you are the one with the power. You're the one that's using the stones. The stones don't have the power. So don't give the power to the stones. Don't give anything outside of you the power. Your power is within you. My power is within me. Everyone has their own power. And it's knowing this, that these gifts, that all these energy tools are there for you. Like supplements are it's an energy tool too, because you're eating, you know, herbs that are, they're dried and they're high vibe. So that's what you want to keep in mind, is that the power is in you and you're using these stones. So when you take on a stone, every stone has a different frequency, a different vibration. There are stones, if we talk energy, there's stones that are pure love, like I'm looking at my rose quartz on my desk, and the rose quartz is pure unconditional love. It is divine love. It is love for yourself and self-love. It's love for yourself. It's love for others. It's love for the world. It's love for plants. It's love, just pure love, unconditional. So it's an unconditional form of love, where regardless, you still love. And that's what rose quartz is. And there's other stones that are also love in that category. Passion, for instance, passion for your life, love for your life is ruby. Ruby is one of the qualities there. It's the stone of passion. It could be passion for romance, but it's mostly passion for yourself, passion for your life. First focus on you. And do you have passion in your life? And then there's other stones that are in the, when I say the pink family, because those are the properties. And there are some stones that they say, let's for instance, cherry quartz. When I started in the business and I was at my suppliers and he was showing me cherry quartz was not a, it was not a God-made stone. It was a man-made stone. I don't know if they've since discovered something that they're calling, I think they're calling it now strawberry. I see something called strawberry quartz. I don't know if that's real. I haven't bought it. I just heard someone talk about it. And a lot of these stones that they present to us, like opalite, is not a real stone. It's not real. Opalite is fake. It's a fake stone. It is, at best, what they do is they take quartz and maybe they grind it down and they make it into a fine powder, and then they put some iridescence in it that looks like opal, and then they call it opalite, because my supplier, who at that time I had suppliers that were from India and suppliers that were from China, this was my China supplier, and I would always say, what's new? And he would show me, and then it was opalite, and he said, it's opalite. And I said, but it's not real, because it doesn't feel real. It doesn't have an energy, and it looks fake. And I said, but it's not real. Well, yeah, but, and I was like, well, it's not real. Just like cherry quartz is not real. So it's man-made. How they do it, I can't say. That's my guess. It's a guess in how they do it. So opalite, if you think opalite is real, it's not. The vibration of that is not going to be a high frequency because it's not real. It may have ground quartz in it, but the process that they use is probably stripping a lot of things, and it might take away some of the properties because it might be kind of abusive to the stones to be doing things like that and putting dyes and things in it. So it's not really a real stone. If you really want something like an opalite, then get opal, because opal is beautiful powers, energy properties. So that's the thing, is that they all have different energy properties. Now, if you want for awakening, let's say you're on a spiritual path and you're starting to meditate, you can use something like amethyst. And amethyst, you could meditate with it. You could hold it in your palm with your hand and you can meditate. You could put it in the palm where you have an energy center in the palm of each hand. And that's where you detox from it. And you also can send love out through that center and take things in as well, like using stones and placing it there. So you could put amethyst there, and when you meditate, it'll help you focus on meditation and being quiet is what it is. You're focusing on being quiet, and it'll keep you on track. It'll work with your energy to help you in any way that it can for that purpose. And also it's for awakening. So let's just say that you're starting to realize, wow, I'm looking at things in this world and I'm still watching the news, and I'm finding what they're saying isn't really something I know is true. It doesn't sound right to me. It sounds kind of weird. Or you look at things and you go, wow, why is everybody so angry? Why is everybody fighting? Why is everybody so mad about this? Why is everybody trying to tell you what to do? Why do we have one narrative? It doesn't seem right. That's not how we're supposed to be as free beings. And you start putting the pieces together and you start going, something's not right. Starting to awaken. Well, you can use amethyst to further awaken. You can use amethyst to awaken your intuition, because you all have gifts of intuition. Some of us are using it actively and seeking more and more, and others don't know. And so if you're one of those that doesn't know, you can start awakening more and awakening your intuition, also your psychic abilities. It'll help you that way. It protects you on a spiritual level from any psychic attacks as well. It's very protective, beautiful stone. It also, when it's worn by the heart, can open up the heart center. It's many different things that all stones can do. It's not just one property, just by the way. There's multiple properties. Let's see what other stones I can talk about. For instance, moonstone. I love moonstone. I'm working on a new necklace now with moonstone, and I'm mixing it with aquamarine and labradorite. I feel those properties are so great together. Moonstone is the stone of new beginnings. It's like the moon. It wanes and it brings the energy of new beginnings for you. So if you're starting a new project in your life, or you're starting over in your life, maybe you got a divorce and you're starting over, moonstone is great for that. Most importantly, it's the divine feminine energy. So if you're too much of the masculine energy, as somebody like myself who came from Corporate America right out of college, I was very masculine in my energy because I worked with the guys. I was in sales, which was male dominated, and I kind of took on that energy, and I was using my male energy and really not using my feminine energy. And then when I did, and I would use my intuition, and I would say that I was interviewing people, and then I just didn't get a good feeling, they would say, no, you know, use this analytical brain. And that was masculine energy. So then when I left that and I got into jewelry design after Corporate America, working with stones allowed me to get back into my divine feminine and activating my intuition and listening to guidance. I was more feminine, and being creative is the feminine energy that you can also activate with moonstone as well. It's also great for self-love, for nurturing, for caring for yourself. It's all about divine feminine goddess energy. it's a very powerful energy as well. It's we think that to be powerful, we have to be in the masculine energy to get things done and be in the analytical mind. No, it's not true. You could be very heart-centered and get things done. It works both ways. It's just the way you go at it. It's the perspective you take on it. So I love Moonstone for the Divine Goddess. And one of my favorite necklaces that I have on my website, it's the Divine Goddess necklace. And it has an agate, and the agate is a grounding stone. And everything, again, I get is from guidance for reasons. And the agate is a grounding stone. And that's the property of that. It also is like a charging plate if you use it for your stones to charge and keep them powerful and activated. But it's grounding. It's really, agate is a grounding stone. It's beautiful energy. Just, it helps you focus and stay focused and be in balance and harmony. And the other stone that I have on it is Moonstone. Selenite, which is a angelic energy. It's also divine goddess energy, very, very healing, very purifying, very angelic. And that's on it. It's a big part of it. And then the other thing is it has moonstone stones all around the neck. So the moonstone is the divine feminine goddess. And then it has a Herkimer diamond. And the Herkimer diamond is super powerful. It's one of the most powerful crystals. So it, I love using Herkimer, but not everybody can wear it. And so I was told that not everybody can wear it. And so basically I tell people that, and I like to test them to see if they can handle it. It could be very overpowering for you because it is so powerful. It's not a diamond. It is called a Herkimer diamond because of the brilliance, and it has carbon in it. So it has, sometimes you'll see it, it has a lot of black in it because of carbon, but it's a very beautiful one. So when you put all those together, so you put the agate for grounding so that you're grounded. You know, we're on a 3D planet and we're divine beings. And if we're connecting to the divine at the 5D level right now, then we're still living on the 3D. And so we have to be very balanced. Otherwise, we're not balanced and grounded in that you're here. You can't be up there all the time. You're here. It's better for you. Otherwise, I see a lot of energy workers that feel or they get out of whack. You know, they feel very emotional and they can't handle it, or they have bad reactions to all the changes in the energy with all the upgrades and attunements and such. Because you've got to be grounded. You really have to. You have to be practical and be grounded as well. So this piece has the grounding component in it. It has the moonstone, beautiful stones for divine feminine, nurturing, caring, self-love. And then it has the Herkimer diamond, which is super powerful to get you charged and step into your power and make things, create your reality, design things, create your reality, step into it, take that power and take inspired action and get things done. So be like kind of kick-ass, you know, in a beautiful way, and still protecting you as well because it's a protective stone. And then you're protected, your energy is protected, your field is protected as well. So it strengthens you. So think of that, wearing a necklace that has those stones so that you're grounded. So you need to be grounded from the Herkimer diamond at times. And then you've got this beautiful divine feminine energy from the selenite and the moonstone. And you got the balancing and the focus and the drive and the power. So it's a beautiful, beautiful necklace. And so it's really funny because I do things my jewelry designs are always limited quantity. I don't do like hundreds and hundreds and thousands of things. That's just not the way I operate, especially the second time around. The first time around, I had a larger audience and I was wholesale and retail. So I sold to catalog houses and I would make 100 of something or 200 of something, but I don't do quantity like that. I do limited edition something so that it's unique. You don't see the same person in your town wearing the same necklace like, you know, some of the brands that are out there where, you know, you'll see it 10 times if you go to a restaurant, the same designer necklace. So they're all different. So when I go to a show and I do a show, or they come here to my studio, because people can come here. The funny thing is, and it's not funny, I say that because it's like there are no coincidences. The divine goddesses, those women that are energy workers, that are the women that have a that know what their purpose is and have a burning desire to achieve their purpose and live it now and step up and make a difference, those are the ones that gravitate to that necklace. So when it's displayed, all of a sudden their eye just goes there and they're, oh, what's that necklace? And it's all the time. The person that buys it is always the one who was that divine feminine goddess and has a big role to play this time in their life. And that's the way it works because it's the energy that draws you. You know, it's the energy. So everything that I do is very intentional and very purposeful. It's not just one stone I use. It's another stone or two or three. I don't use a lot, but let's just say the most I might use is four or five different stones together. But I'm very guided to put things together because of the energy properties. So, for instance, when somebody is wearing that necklace and these divine goddess-type women who are wearing this necklace, for instance, when I wear mine, I wear it specifically, intentionally, especially if I'm at like a show, and I'll wear it because I am there to serve other people. I'm there to help other people pick out the stone for them, energetically test, find the right items for them, help them balance their energy in their home, help them maybe strengthen their own field or their house or balance the energy in some way. And I can do that. And I feel like that special necklace, the divine feminine, is where I want to be. That's the way I want to be. And so I'll wear that necklace. Or if I'm on a group call and I'm sharing something important, then if I'm doing a call, let's say for my clients, a group call, and we're clearing blocks and things, I might have that divine feminine necklace on me, and then I'll have some other stones on my wrist that might do other things, but I'll wear the divine. And so these women wearing that necklace when they're maybe setting up their business or doing the tasks for their purpose, living their purpose, that will give them that high, high, high vibe energy that will assist them. Because the stones are energy, they have a vibration, they have a frequency, you have a frequency, and this will work with your energy, your frequency, and raise your frequency to a higher level. So if these women that buy this necklace are still, they're not there yet, wearing that stone, those stones, that necklace, it's going to raise their frequency to that level. So when they're doing those tasks, there's a higher frequency that they're in. So it's easier for them to do that, if that makes sense to you. I kind of want you guys to get that it's, you're taking on the energy, you're raising your frequency, you're raising your vibration, and all of us are at a different frequency. There's not two people that have the same frequency because everybody has different experiences and different situations and different emotional blocks and triggers and traumas and things that make our frequency what it is. So when I work with people, I test them. I test their energy. And I always ask them, well, what are you focused on? Because everybody has something that they're thinking about all the time. Whatever you don't have that you want, you're probably thinking about it. And most of the time, if you don't have it, it's because there's something stopping you. You've got resistance and some blocks. And so usually when you think about it, your energy goes down. You're not there. And so when you think about it, it throws your whole body off energetically, and it's lowering your frequency. So when I test them, and then I say it's important for you to think about what you want, and I show them. So every time you think about it, you're lowering your vibration, and it could lead to, you know, being out of balance, which could lead to, if it's a chronic thing, for especially health reasons, it could lead to some kind of health challenge. So by wearing certain stones, it raises your frequency, so it helps you get to that place to be so that you can manifest what you want. So when they say that they want this particular thing, I will then test, I'll energetically ask them, what are you drawn to first? Because it's important, because their own intuition will guide them. So I want to honor that, of course. And then I also will be guided what to test them with. And so they'll say, well, I'm focused on money, or they're focused on this, and then I'll test them to see. So I'll work with the frequency of the stones. And so then when they're wearing that necklace, when they're wearing that stone in the pocket, when they're wearing the bracelets, they are taking on that energy. And so it's good for them. It's going to help them in many, many different ways. So that's what the stones really do. So wearing these stones in a bracelet, wearing them in a necklace is really great because it's on you. Having them in your home is wonderful because it's going to balance the energy of your home as well. So using energy tools are really important because you want to raise your frequency because there's something that you really want that you don't have. So if it's money, the stone for money, there's a couple of stones. My favorite one is pyrite because it's the obvious one. So the physical reality is when you're looking at a pyrite, it's the one that looks like gold and it's cubes and it's all these sparkly little cubes. It's beautiful. It's natural from Peru. Beautiful. So when you're looking at it, it looks like gold. And there is some specks of gold in it, some teeny little specks of gold. Actual gold for the frequency is the frequency of abundance. And when you're looking at it, you're also your subconscious and your conscious mind both are seeing this and knowing that, oh, geez, that is a form of gold. Ooh, so this is like high value. This is prosperity. This is wealth. This is richness. And so that's the vibration you take on. So if you really want money, you want to be more successful in your business and have more clients, anything like that that's regarding income, money, then use abundance of pyrite. And you could wear it, which is on some of my necklaces. You'll find it on the website. Pyrite is in there. And it will give you that energy, the frequency of abundance. So wearing it is great. Putting in your home is really great. Putting in your office is really great. So that way you will have an abundant business. That would be really awesome. It also is a grounding stone. It also helps with the EMFs and radiation. It protects your field. So it has a lot of benefits. And it is very, very, very grounding because of the iron in it. So when you wear it, in addition to, I mix it with Tektite, which is it's a beautiful stone. It's got ET properties, so that's just amazing. So when I mix it with the Tektite, it balances and harmonizes. So the Tektite is the ET properties, which is kind of outside of your realm of thinking what energy could be like for you. It raises every frequency in your body of every organ and gland. It protects your field with like an M&M shell, so that nothing comes in to upset you. It protects you from negative energy from people, radiation, EMFs. It's my feel-good stone. I've been using Tektite for many, many, many years, probably over 15 years right now. And it's my best-selling necklace, and everybody loves the energy from Tektite in combination with pyrite and with crystal. And then the crystal amplifies it because crystal is an amplifier, basically, is what it does. It amplifies frequency, so whatever it's used with, it amplifies. And so sometimes if you do like a grid and you put the crystal in the middle, but you've got rose quartz around it, it's going to amplify the rose quartz. So I like to use it as harmonizers, the three of them together. And I also use them as a necklace. And it amplifies the frequency of the Tektite on its own. It magnifies it much more. And it grounds you in and balances you as well. So that's how I like to use things as energy tools. It's like sometimes one stone is great energy and it's important sometimes to put it with a couple other stones, especially with necklaces. And then I love it when you can use these stones and these tools for certain centers, energy centers, also known as chakras. You can do that as well. So putting something by your throat is going to help your throat chakra. So for instance, there's some stones of communication like aquamarine and very soothing. It's also for tranquility and serenity. And maybe you have some stuff about expressing. You're nervous about expressing. You get stressed when you have to say things or you don't like saying things. Putting aquamarine at your throat is going to work with that energy center, which is the thyroid area, and it will help that particular center raise the frequency and have some, you know, natural properties for healing as well. So that'll help for that. So there's so many different properties that the stones have that you can utilize and use. So I like to use them on necklaces in particular. The reason I do, and I really encourage you to wear some beautiful gemstone necklaces, I only use the fine metals. So I use sterling silver or 14 karat gold filled. I don't use the other metals, the base metals. I don't use any of that stuff. I use the real stuff because it's higher frequency and higher vibration. And I only use gemstones that are real. I don't like to use anything fake. I stay away as much as I can from anything that is color enhanced. So sometimes I see some things that are really pretty and I'll buy it even though it is color enhanced, like a druzy. But mostly I keep natural. Everything's natural. And I look for things that are in a raw state if I can, because then it has a higher frequency because it doesn't have a lot of things done to it, like polishing it, cutting it, faceting it. Makes a difference. In my opinion, it can make a difference. I shouldn't say always, but it can make a difference. So I like to use a lot of raw stones too. And where it came from as well is important, and what they do to it and how they take care of it. Necklaces are my favorite because it aligns with the chakras. So if you wear a necklace higher up, then it's your throat chakra. If you wear it just a little bit lower, let's say like by your thymus, a little farther past just the upper chest, that's your heart center. So that'll, wearing a rose quartz there will help with your heart, open your heart up. Wearing ruby will be good for passion. So that is wonderful for that. Going a little further to, let's just say, like your solar plexus, wearing a longer necklace. Like, for instance, the Divine Feminine necklace is the longer necklace. And so the selenite is actually right there at the power point. That is your divine power. That is the power. That's your free will, and that's your willpower. So then that selenite is right there in the Herkimer is right there. So that is tapping into that center. And that's wonderful. And, of course, I can't really wear a necklace that's that long for the root chakra. But, however, if you do wear something that Divine Feminine, it is going in and grounding you because the agate's there. So the energy is pointed towards there and is activating that. And then, using it at the third eye, you can take something, maybe like a lapis and put your lapis there. That's a good one for that. Or else you could put labradorite up there. That's another beautiful one that has that blue flash. You could put it there and that will help the third eye. And then the crown right at the very top, that's going to be an amethyst. And so again, you could put a beautiful amethyst up there. You can have a nice cluster that you hold and you put up there. You could maybe take a palm stone and put it up there as well. That would really help you. That would be great. So you could do that. And that's how you can use these beautiful stones as energy tools. So you can align, or what you'll do is basically balance your centers, your energy centers, your chakras. You will raise your frequency and it's wonderful for that. Now, some of the protective stones are really important to use now. So, okay, so necklaces and bracelets are my favorite way because, again, it's in the middle of the body. It's along the centers. It's right at the spinal area. Bracelets are great, too, because it's at your pulse point. So it's great, and it's close to the hands where you have the opening in the palm. So those are wonderful to have as well. And then the other things, you can put things in your pocket, which are great because a lot of guys, they like to wear necklaces, and some of them don't like to wear necklaces, and a lot of women don't like to wear necklaces either. So you can wear them in your pocket. So that's a good thing. You can put them in your pocket. And that way it's right there on your body, and that's great for you. And then you can hold stones. You got the palm stones now. You can hold those. You could also get wonderful things by your computer to take away the EMF and the radiation. You know, you could do black tourmaline, which is good for radiation. I keep it by my router. And I have shungite on my computer, and I have a beautiful shungite tile. You'll see that on my website to get a better understanding of what I'm talking about, a shungite tile, and it could be used to energetically clean your stones. It also can be used, I have my water on top of it now, my purified water that is free of chlorine and fluoride on there on a glass. And so that is working with the carbons to molecularly change the structure of the water and improve it and enhance it, and it tastes amazing. So I use that. I could take my shungite when I feel out of balance, and I can take that shungite and put it at my crown center, and then I can just slide it down all my centers using that tile to align my centers. And then, oh gosh, I feel my heart center got a little hit today because somebody said something to me that hurt me. So I put a little energy there. Or maybe my root center, I'm not so grounded today, I feel very spacey. Okay, put it down there. So it has many purposes. I put my cell phone on it as well, and that will alleviate any of that coming towards me. So shungite is a wonderful one for those energy properties and those tools. And that tile, if you're local and you can get those tiles from me, I highly recommend it because you clean your stones with it. It's a nice charging plate for your water. You can also charge your centers by using it as a device that way. It's wonderful. So I love shungite. It also comes in a bracelet form. So you can do that. And, let's see, what else? What other stones do I want to talk about? Black tourmaline is great for negative energy from people. So that's great to have in your house. And I mix it with the pyrite. So you can look on my website and see the harmonizers. I mix it with pyrite and I mix it with the crystal to amplify it. So those are some of my very, very, very favorite ones. I also love labradorite. I love the flash. Now, the properties of labradorite are beautiful properties because the flash has a lot of different colors in it. So it kind of activates a lot of centers, not just the higher ones like the throat, or not the throat, the third eye and the throat and the crown. I find that when I use it, it actually aligns all my centers, my chakras, and powers them all up. That's what it does for me. So all these stones have different energy properties. They don't just have one, like I said, they have many. Also, with your frequency, you're going to respond differently to the stones. So you have to think about that way, because your frequency is very unique. So if you're going to hold a labradorite or any other stone, you're going to have a different experience than me, because my frequency is different than yours based on my experiences. So that's going to bring a different element. So a lot of times we say these are the general properties, because it's true, they are the general properties. However, you may not respond as well to black tourmaline as somebody else. Maybe shungite's better for you for protection instead of black tourmaline. So those are like the deciding factors when I energy test people and they need something to protect from EMF. Well, it could be pyrite that will help them. It could be black tourmaline or it could be shungite. Energy testing them is really wonderful because then I know specifically what's great for them because I'm testing their energy. And that way their vibration is going to be a better match with the stone, and the stone is a better vibration to match for them as well. And that's a big thing that a lot of times a lot of people that have stones, they don't necessarily know because they're not an energy worker. They don't know about applied kinesiology or they don't use it. I do. I test everything. So make sure that you're getting the right stone for whatever you're focusing on, because it could be that one day you're focusing on this and the next day you got that already and then now you're focusing on something different. So maybe that's a different stone. And then this stone is your balancing stone. You always want to keep it and always want to wear it. So there's different frequencies on the stones and it reacts to your frequency differently than another person. So keep that in mind, because somebody will say, well, I just didn't experience that with that stone. Well, it could be that that's the reason. A lot of times people say to me, I'm not feeling anything when I hold the stone. I want to say this, most of the stones are dead stones that are out there. You know, I see that when I go to Tucson, a lot of it's just dead stuff. It's not live. And I can energy test things and I feel the energy. So I'm sure that my stuff is high vibe, because otherwise I could be buying dead stones. And if I give it to you, you buy it and you're like, I don't feel anything because there's nothing there. Stones can get abused too. They're, you know, they use dynamite to excavate them from the earth. They put them in the sun. They mistreat them. They dip them in an acid wash. Everybody's working on them. There's a lot of fear and anger in the place where they're working and lower vibration. They take that on because it's an energy device. And so that's what makes stones dead. They're also not cared for properly. They're not stored properly. There's a lot going on there. I'm going to see if I can take a question here. So I'm not sure what time I'm supposed to end because I started later. So maybe, Nicole, if you're hearing me, you could please tell me what time I'm supposed to end, because I could go for a longer period of time or I could end it now if that's better for you. So, all right, I have a question here from Lorraine in California. My friend gave me a crystal healing wand. It's pink, and I'm wondering how to use it. A healing wand, it could be... is it natural healing wand? Like, I can't show you here, but I have a beautiful one that's a logo, that's an amethyst, and it's a natural amethyst. It's one piece, and it was cut to be a logo crystal, specifically cut that way. And you can use it as a tool by using it at certain places on your body, or if you want to activate a particular, it's pink, so maybe you use it on your heart. I don't know if you can tell me what stone it is. You could put it by your heart center, and then your intention is that you want to open up your heart center. So the intention of the wand is important, that every time you use this wand, the intention is to open up my heart or be more loving or be more unconditionally loving or to experience pure love and give love to everybody that I know, So whatever your intention is important to set it for the stone as well. And so the stone knows what to do, but you use it as a, again, like if you go to a store and they have different wands, they, you use it different, they have two points on it or one point on it, depending. You use that pointed side and focus it on a body part. And that way you can focus the energy there and put attention on it by that. So that's a good thing to use specifically. And also if you have pain, it's wonderful to use. I have many different wands that I use. I have a selenite one. I have a black, it's a tektite. I use the tektite one for healing and it takes the pain away. So if you have a headache, you can put it there. If you have a pain in your wrist, you can put it there. If you sprain your ankle, you could put it there. So you can use those to eliminate pain as well because it's a focus of very intense energy. I don't know what the stone is, and I don't know how powerful the stone is either. But if it's a really good stone and it's a powerful stone and you're focusing the energy there, you're putting the energy there, you're setting the intention to clear that energy, to raise the frequency, raise the vibration, because pain is something stuck there. It's an emotion that's stuck there. And hopefully I'll talk about blocks and emotions because I do that too. So that's a big part of what I do in my energy testing. Maybe next time we'll talk about that. So anyway, there's pain because there's something stuck there. It's a frequency that's stuck there. It might be anger. It might be sadness. And then you put the frequency of the stone there and it can dissipate that pain and clear out that block and move the energy because it's stuck energy. So you can move the energy with the wands as well. So that's what I would say with that one. Just knowing what I know from what you asked me, that it's pink. It could be rose quartz. Okay, Cheryl in Manitoba, how do you know when crystals need cleaning? Good question. Now, I guess it's going to be different for each stone. I know that stones certain stones don't need to be cleaned. You know, that's the interesting thing too. Shungite really doesn't need to be cleaned because it's high carbon, so it cleans itself. It's detoxifying and purifying, and that's why I use it as my cleaning source because of that reason. So I put my stones on shungite to clean them. That's what I use. That's my favorite. That's what I recommend to people because it's good for all stones. You know, certain stones don't want to be in water. Certain stones don't want to be in sun. And so if I said, go put it in the sun, the person puts amethyst in the sun and they kill it, right? The energy. So I like to say shungite's the best thing for that. So, all right. So shungite doesn't need to be cleaned. Also, kyanite doesn't need to be cleaned. And also citrine is self-cleaning. It doesn't hold things. Certain stones hold the frequency more than others. And, I can go another 27 minutes. Okay, thank you. So let me get back to that. So certain stones don't hold. Certain stones, that's what one of their energy properties is to hold it, is to take it and hold it. And I'm going to tell you which one that is because that's pretty darn cool. That particular stone would need to be cleaned a lot more because if it's holding it, it's going to. So for instance, think about it this way, because I want you to kind of think about it, and you'll get intuitive hits too. So when does it need to be cleaned? Ask. Do energy testing. Learn energy testing. There's many simple forms of energy testing you could do to keep it very basic. You could do the one where you're the standing pendulum, and you just ask, does this stone need to be cleaned? If you go forward, it's yes. If you go backwards, it's no. If you do that, you can use your pendulum itself and ask, you know, and ask if it goes forward, it's yes. If it goes sideways, it's no. So do that. You could do that energy testing. That's really easy. And then there's other ones that use your hands and your fingers and things like that. But energy test it to know. Ask. Use your intuition and see what kind of answer you get. Hold a stone in your hand and feel the stone and just connect with the stone and feel and ask, you know, do you need to be clean? Do you need some cleaning? You can never over-clean it, really, because especially if I'm putting it on my shungite, it's just beautiful energy for them just to be clean, like you take a bath or a shower. It's good for that. So I'll just ask, hold it, and then you'll know, ooh, this is kind of heavy. This feels really heavy. This needs to be cleaned. I'm going to clean it. Now the stone so you don't need to clean citrine. You don't need to clean kyanite. Those are, and then it's in shungite. So stones that are, that take on the energy and hold it, that is their energy property, is tektite. Tektites are, there's four now that they've discovered. So they're all tektites, but there's the Indochine tektite that I love to use, which is from Indochine areas. It's found in China. It's found in Vietnam. It's found in Thailand. And it was a meteorite that was hit. And it has these ET properties. So because it has ET properties, it does far beyond this world and what we can comprehend. So I kind of think about it, well, if this is ET, what would it possibly be? Well, I energy test to find out what all these things were. Like the M&M shell around you, it protects your field like it. It may not actually form an M&M shell, but it is an energy field of protection around your energy field. So you won't get whacked out. And that's why I love wearing tektite all the time. That's why I've been wearing it all the time for 18 years, 15, 18 years. So that one takes on the energy completely so that you don't get it. So that's why when you're wearing tektite, which is why I love that necklace I was telling you about, is because it's going to protect you like nothing else. So you wear the tektite. And incidentally, all my clients that got that necklace say to me that they have to wear it all the time. They love it. They can't be without it because it just makes them feel so good. So it takes on the energy. So this little black stone, the one I use, is the Indochine. There is another one that is the common one everybody knows is moldavite. Moldavite is a tektite. It is from a specific area. It's from the Czech Republic area. That's the only place this one has been discovered at. Then there's the Libyan glass, which is from Libya, and that's the yellowish one. So that one has a different property. And then now they found one from Colombia. They call it Colombianite, Colombianite or something like that. And I bought those, and that's now from Colombia. But those are all tektites. I don't know if they all do the same thing. They don't. They all have different properties, but they take it all on. I do know that the tektite is the one that holds it. Moldavite is a little different. Moldavite is one, if I was going to be kind of using adjectives to describe it, I would say that the tektite is really comforting and caring and nurturing. It takes care of you. It protects you. It does take care of you. You come first. It is like the thing that's there to the guard of you, of your energy. That's what the tektite is. It's the guard of your energy, and it raises the frequency of every organ and gland. So when you're sick, you have some issues, like your thyroid is off, it raises the frequency. So it raises the frequency of organs and glands. It's just amazing, just raises the frequency of you. So that one is the one that takes on the energy because of it. So it holds it. And that needs to be cleaned regularly. So given your situation, Cheryl, if you are, say, tektite, you're wearing tektite all the time and you're around negative people at the office and in your apartment building, you see these people all the time that are always angry, you're taking that's available for you in your field. So the tektite is protecting you from that. So that needs to be cleaned more often versus somebody like me who I don't work in an office, so I don't have those people around me, and I don't live in an apartment building. I don't live in a condo anymore where I was always around people that were negative. I don't have that anymore. I'm now a nature girl, so a different environment. So my tektite doesn't have to be cleaned as often as it used to be when I was in the city. So I have to keep that in mind too. So ask first, energy test, and you will feel it. You will know. And certain stones, like the tektite, like the black tourmaline that you keep at your router, that you keep by your computer, are taking on balancing that energy as the protective stones, needs to be cleaned a little bit more. What I like to do and I recommend is I just found when I was in Tucson, I found a supplier there that had these beautiful long slabs of selenite that's from the U.S. It's from, I believe, Utah, I want to say. No, New Mexico, New Mexico. They're from New Mexico. And it's a big slab. And so I took one of them and I use it on my dresser. And I have all of my small stones that I hold and I sleep with or I use for meditation on this slab, because that is, it cleans your stones just like shungite. you can get a selenite slab or tile and put your stones on there as the device to clean your stones. So that way they're fully charged, right? They're fully charged because they're on selenite. Another thing that I do and that I recommend that you do is I sell my pocket stones. I have a small agate that I include in it. So that way they can keep all of their pocket stones on this slab. And so when they grab for in the morning, they're like, well, today I feel like I need more grounding. I'm going to take the hematite. It's charged because it's on the grounding stone, which is also a charging and cleaning stone. So that's a good way to keep your stones so that they're always active. And it's in a very soft way because it's from another stone versus, you know, something else that you're going to put it on. So that's what I like to do, keep it on there. So then it may not need cleaning because it's already on there and it gets whatever it needs. It takes whatever it needs. Whenever it needs it, it's available. So you could look at it that way as well. So if you can find a nice big selenite, if you want, you get the shungite, keep it on the shungite, then you know. When I'm cleaning something like tektite, I'll just throw it on there before I go to bed and then pick it up the next day. So it's going to be on there for 6 hours or so. I do it that way. I don't put things in the sun, just so you know. I used to. And then one day I got a big hit, and into of a hit, which was, we don't come from the sun. We come from the earth. Putting us in the sun is kind of a shock to our system. And I went, ooh, that is true. I didn't think it through. Because they do. They come from the earth. They're in the earth, and now they're exposed in the environment. And when they're in the sun, it's like a jolt. So I don't do that. I'm not saying it's wrong. I just was guided, and I follow my intuition. My intuition told me, do that. Stones spoke to me. I'm going to listen, and I'm going to follow. So that's why I did change, and now I don't use the sun. Moon is nice, but you got to get up early so that you don't keep them in the sun as well. That's my opinion based on, again, my intuition. So that's the answer to those two questions. Excuse me. All right. Any other questions? Anybody else have any other questions? Let's see. I don't have anything else that came in. All right. So let me just, I have another 10 minutes. So let me just talk a little bit more about how to utilize these stones. So now you're seeing, if you go to a crystal store or you look online, I'm also going to say this, and I don't mean this to take away business from anybody, but I'm going to say this because I've been in the business for a long time, and I think it's important to share stuff with you. You know, I got things from China. Things changed over the years, too. You know, they initially didn't really have a lot going on with things being processed in China, but then they started to. Then it became the center, and then everybody started going and having everything done in China. So initially when I started in the jewelry business and I was doing shows, the people that were the suppliers of China would come around and they would look at your designs and they would like copycat, like, what are you doing to make things? And then they got, and ever since everything moved to China, and that became the place we were producing things. You know, things changed and legislatively and things, and it was like every company now is going to China, and they got the tax breaks and everything else, and so they're going to China and everything's made in China. So what I noticed is that the things that were coming from China, when I was getting, it was all machine done. So it's always because they're very great about this because they know how, they're perfect engineers and they know how to manufacture equipment that cuts to the chase and gets things done. So they have machines that do the polishing. I'm talking not just a machine you use in a hand or like big ones, big things. And then they have things that are cut specifically. And I just noticed that it started looking like it was very precise and very symmetrical outside of what nature does. And I didn't like that. I like natural stuff, you know? So it started looking kind of fake. So then I stopped using a lot of my material that came from China for that reason. Now what happens is the stones come from, like, say, Brazil is a big place from stones, and Africa is another big one, Madagascar. And then they take it and they send it to China to be cut and to be polished and things like that. So I noticed that you can start seeing things that are different because there's like points and pillars that are natural, and they're all uneven and they're jagged, and they may have little dings and digs in them, which is natural. And then they have the ones that are absolutely perfect. Well, that's done by a machine, right? Because nature is perfect, but it's imperfect. It's like perfect imperfections is the way I look at it. So just kind of keep that in mind. So sometimes stones will look so perfect, and they may not be that way because they're cut that way and they're made to look that way. So China was doing everything that was using machine, and I'm talking mostly stones that were for jewelry. And then India, they were doing everything by hand, and I want to say kind of primitively. I didn't go to India, but somebody told me that they went to India to look at the facilities of production, and it's like dirt floors, and sometimes they have pools of water there, and they're using a drill and sitting on the dirt floor to do things, and everything's done by hand. They cut the stones by hand, so it's different look, and so that has a lot to do with the stones that you may find it at the gem stores as well. Where's I going with this? Oh, as far as certain things, too, you could get, like I sell bracelets on my website. And if you go to my website, you'll see my bracelets are not, they're not $2. They're not $4. They're not $10. Like I'll sell my beaded bracelets at $25. And people are like, well, I could get this for $5. Yeah, you can. And initially I did buy some things on Etsy and from some suppliers from China, and I got it, and it was very cheap. And it was cheap. And it was cheap. Because it's cheap for a reason. And I just didn't, the energy, the way it looked, it was fake. I don't know if it's real. I mean, I know when it's not real, but it's like when you buy it over the internet, you don't know. And then you buy it and you're like, wow, that's not what I was thinking. Or, geez, that's really inferior quality and stuff like that. So just keep that in mind. There are some vendors that really jack up the price high, you know, especially in certain locations. I noticed when I went there, it's like the hub of the spiritual community. It was a lot higher price there. And it has a lot to do with where you live, where it comes from. You know, something that you get directly from Brazil and you have to pay for it. You pay a lot for shipping and you have to charge more for that. You know, so keep that in mind that when you go to a store, you might find something really cheap. So my bracelets, for instance, they are $25, $29, and $34 for my bracelets, my elastic bracelets. And the reason being is because they're high quality, because I know that. I test mine. I feel them. I ask when I'm selecting things. The other thing is that they're infused with beautiful energies, and I clean them before I send them out, and I also infuse them with scalar energies, which is scalar energies is a healing energy. So it's building your immune system. It's high vibe. So that is my intention to do that. And to do that, to infuse them, there's a price that I pay to do that, to infuse them. And so that is also passed along in my price. So rather than sell a cheap something, I want to sell something that's of value, that has high vibrational value and has some additional infused energies that are so needed on this planet right now. So I have said that they're infused in my content description. They're infused with scalar energies. So that way you're wearing something that's more high vibe. That's why my bracelets are not $5. Like I can go to a show and I could have the person next to me be a gem supplier, and her stuff might be, instead of a $25 bracelet, her bracelet might be $12. Okay, she didn't infuse them with the scalar energies. And again, quality, I can't stand by hers. I can only stand by mine. So be aware of that. When you go to stores, you want to make sure that it's live. It's not a dead item, because it's not going to give you the energy properties that are really beneficial for you. That's the important thing. You want to really make sure that. And know that if it is cheap, there's a good reason. So buying online, I don't do. I only buy online from my suppliers that I have seen and met and purchased face-to-face, and I need a reorder on something, you know, and so then might have something online for, you know, people like me, the designers and such. Going online, like I said, I have done it on Etsy, and it was just not what I thought, not the quality, not the appearance, and I just don't know anything about it. And so I'm not going to do that. So somebody said to me, oh, I was on Etsy and I looked at some black tourmaline and they said it was like this size. And I said, well, what was the price? And they said $5. I said, I wouldn't buy it. I said, because I can't even buy it at that price at wholesale price. Again, because it depends where it comes from. It depends who your supplier is and all that kind of stuff, the conditions. And I said, I wouldn't buy it because there's a reason that it's that cheap. And so just kind of keep in mind, okay? There's another question that came in, so let me go there. One more question. Sharon in Boston. Oh, I'm going to Boston in about a month. What kind of crystals can help with becoming more aware of other dimensions reality? Oh, there's lots of them. So I guess it kind of depends on what the focus is. So let me share some of my favorite highly spiritual with you. There's one, if you want to talk about other dimensions and dimensional beings, is you could look at selenite. Selenite is great. It's very angelic, and I talked about it earlier. You can look at that. It comes from Morocco, and then this slab that I got was from New Mexico. So there's different, and also Mexico is another one. So it does come from different parts of the world, but there's a specific look from the ones that are from Mexico, so just keep that in mind. I think that the ones in Mexico and Utah, in my opinion, I love them because they're transparent. They're higher quality, in my opinion. But I buy the ones from Morocco, too, because they have beautiful lamps and things like that. So I buy both. Just so you know, I'm not dissing one. I'm just saying that there's a difference in them. So selenite's a good one for angelic. The other one is celestite with a C. Celestite is great because that also is connection to the angels, to high-level dimensional beings. So I love my celestite, and I like to sleep with my celestite. You could meditate with your celestite as well, and I have some big ones and I have some small ones. That would be a good one for you. And another one that I love is apophyllite. I love apophyllite. It's just such a beautiful stone, and it's just such a beautiful high frequency. It's very angelic. It's also for high dimensional connection. That's a really good one. It also is astral travel as well. That one is a beautiful one. The other one is tektite, because that is the ET stone. So that's a really good one too. And they say that there's a chance that you will be connecting to the ETs as well when you use these types of stones. So those are my favorite stones, is again, celestite, selenite, and apophyllite, and let's not forget about amethyst. Now, there's also some other stones that are really great. Lapis is great. Lapis, there's a question about lapis and where it's funded and how it's funded and where it goes. So I don't buy a lot of lapis, and it's very pricey for what you get, so I don't necessarily have a lot of lapis. I have some, but lapis is a high vibrational one. And then there's other stones, like you might find that labradorite might do something for you as well. But those are the ones. Also, my bracelets, I just bought a charite. Very high frequency. It's a very spiritual stone. That's another one that I highly recommend. And the other one is Larimar, is another one. I have it only in bracelets. I don't have them in necklaces on either one or stones. They're very pricey, both of them. One comes from Russia, the charite. So you might find that might be harder to get with everything going on, but you might consider those as well. So that's my recommendation. Well, it is time for me to leave now, so I'm going to have to go. But I wanted to share with this. My website is Joann, J-O-A-N-N, Lysiak, L-Y-S-I-A-K, Gems, G-E-M-S. .com is my website. You can reach out to me. I will be doing some Zoom webinars that are free for gemstones. And I'm going to be doing some introductory ones. I'll be doing that on Zoom. I don't have the exact dates yet because I'm trying to coordinate it with three different groups that I have that I'm a part of to get the right time and hopefully combine them all together. If you're interested, reach out to me at joann@joannlysiakgems.com. So just go to the website and then go to the contact page and then reach out to me if you want to get an invitation to go to a Zoom event where I can actually show you the stones and work with you that way in person, so to speak, we can do that. You can also go to my website and get a better understanding of what's there. I'm going to be putting some new items up as we speak, day by day by day. Reach out to me. Also, I do appointments on Zoom. So if you find some necklaces or some bracelets, you can reach out to me and we could test to see what's best for you. If you have specific things for your home, some needs, there's some bad energies, negative energies, something. That's what I also do is I actually balance energy in people's spaces. I don't do it anymore because it was, you know, I go in there live and do some things, but I am equipped to do that. So I can help you get your space right as well energetically. So just reach out to me and just reach out with any questions and then I can help you. And go to my website. Again, I do that. The other thing that I haven't really talked about is I'm an energy worker. I clear blocks. I clear cut cords and all that kind of stuff. So if you have any emotional things that you want to get rid of, I help people in mind, body, and spirit. I'm also a nutritionist and I apply kinesiologist. And I will be talking about that in my next episodes, but I love talking about stones and people love stones. So I get kind of involved with that. So just reach out to me and I can help you in any way I can. Thank you for joining me today. It's always great to be with you and I will see you soon. Bye everybody. Have a great day.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.